President, about the Iran-Nicaraguan connection, some may wonder which was worse, your knowing or your not knowing.
Well, all I can say is I didn't know. And, well, we're trying to find out what happened because none of us know.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Well, I hope I've answered your questions as best I could, given the very little that I know. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Okay, get back in here. All right, let's get down to business. I'm only going to go through this once, so it's essential that you pay attention. One, Casey.
Yes, sir.
You'll spearhead our new operation to fund the Contras. The C-5As with the tow missiles and grenade launchers will leave for South Africa at 0800 hours. I want you to supervise the loading. Two, Regan.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to resign. But first you'll make a public statement supporting me, which I wrote myself. It's over there on the word processor. Just key in and press file. The code name is... Oh, all right, I'll do it for you. Now, any questions? Casper.
Hey, Mr. President, you're going so fast. There's still a lot about the Iran-Nicaragua operation. I just don't understand.
And you don't need to understand. I'm the president. Only I need to understand. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Carlucci, you're new. Here's how we do things. The red countries are the countries we sell arms to. The green countries are the countries where we wash our money. The blue countries are the...
Excuse me, Mr. President, sir?
Yes?
It's your 11:30 photo opportunity, the little girl who sold the most Girl Scout cookies.
Damn! Okay, let's get it over with. Everybody out. Come on, move, move! This is the part of the job I hate.
Well, hello, little girl. What's your name?
Lisa Myers.
Well, Lisa, if you're that good a sales lady, maybe I could use you up on Capitol Hill. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Come on, Lisa. Come on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on.
Back to work!
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, Paul!
Rhyme.
And treason. Episode 244 coming at you. This is Reagan Fucked Us.
That's right, folks. The Reaganomics, the trickle-down economics. It's all bullshit. It was all a scam. It was all put together by the best showman Trump wished he could have been. Because Reagan actually played the role of president.
He was a great actor, but...
amazing actor. He fucking played that role better than a lot of people have. Okay? He was damn good at what he did. But it was a fucking show.
That's true. And I like to give a shout out. Showtime, a new documentary series that just came out and ended, The Reagans. I had no idea how much he fucked us, man. I really didn't. We were like 2 years old, dude, and the 1% was becoming the 1%. Like, we had no chance, man.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
absolutely
the theme of the show. It's shocking.
I mean, when somebody like Jeff Bezos can make $30 billion just during the pandemic, you know shit's fucked up.
That's
you
right.
You know shit is fucked up.
And I wish I could have watched a similar docuseries on Trump, to be honest. Or, like, just anyone. Obama. Or it was so well made. His son just narcs on him so hard. Like, he was such a fake bastard and just pushed corporate interest. And it was, the exact same shit as Trump, but, like, the media wasn't what it was. And, you know, he would have been exposed, but, like... He just told government secrets at this debate, like such an idiot. it was great.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Like no one even noticed somehow.
Right? Like how's that even possible?
He's all, we've heard rumors about the Iran. He's all, here's how it is. And he just lays out every detail of the whole thing. And like no one even like picked up on it or what? 1984. Fucking retarded. And of course people are, you know, people are fucking stupid, especially Americans, you know, falling in love with some actor they liked in a movie or, you know.
Right? Exactly.
So just getting off work, I don't know about your day, but my week was fucked.
I definitely had a fucked week as well.
My back is broken. It hurts, dude. Yeah. I did back-breaking labor all week. It was fucking gnarly.
My corporate overlords determined that a consolidation was in order. So I have, like, new leadership and all this other great fun stuff. So we'll see how that works out, you know? You know, it's like, here's the thing. Like, I think this could be best summarized by my brother-in-law shared a post the other day, or maybe it was today, where he talked about he spent hours working on writing an article and writing a short version of the article and a long version of the article and a personal version and then a subjective version and going to special meetings that he had to pay to attend. And then all of this culminated in this very deep and immense submission for an application to a job, to which like a month later he got an auto email response that was like, thank you for your interest in the position and we've decided to go another direction.
Yeah, I know, like, man.
Generic fucking auto response.
Oh, yeah.
Like dude spent fucking like hours of his life learning programs he's never used, all this shit just to submit, and you don't even have the fucking courtesy to be like, we appreciate the time you put into this, but we're not selecting you as a candidate. You can't write a personal response.
No, of course not. And also the Boston Dynamics,
we're all a fucking number.
Yep. Warehouse robot with the tires. Have you seen this? It's like, dude, the warehouse jobs are gone, man. The next 2 years, it's so fucked. Ronald Reagan, he completely screwed us. Pandering to corporations, backing the corporations.
Well, you know, I mean, they haven't made a robot that knows how to mine coal. So, you know, we got that going for us.
That's right. Coal is the new, I don't know what. Drinking a whiskey Red Bull right now. I don't know what you're drinking. A beer of some sort, I hope.
Most definitely. I got a variety of things, but right now I believe, let me see, it's from Third Street Ale Works. And let's see here, I don't want to mess up the name. It's an office themed, or the Hoppus as this one is called, the Mike Ale Scott Hazy IPA. World's best hops.
So clever. Like to give a shout out to Nancy Reagan. What a cunt that was. Jesus, man.
A lot of mercy.
I didn't know the extent of the hatred of punk songs toward the Reagan administration, but now I get it. And especially the Say No to Drugs campaign while they're pumping drugs into various areas. Like, dude.
Yeah, like feeding crack into the inner city. Like, say no to drugs, but make sure to do the ones that we feed you.
Like, holy shit. Anyway, we're going to...
You know, that was a two-pronged thing, right? They could double dip, right? So what they were able to do is, on one hand, they were feeding all the crack into the inner cities, right? So that they could suppress minorities. Mission number one accomplished, right? And then with that, well, how do we ensure that suppression but to militarize the police? So what do? We have a war on these drugs that we've put into the cities. And by doing that, what ends up happening? Oh, then we get all these ultra-militarized police, all these heavy SWAT squads and all the shit that, you know, now where everybody's like, well, why the fuck do cops have grenade launchers and tanks and shit? Like, which is a great question. Why? Why the fuck does the police department have a tank?
Because your taxpayer dollars went to buy that tank. Or the grenade launcher. Anyway, we're going to play some more Reagan tracks.
But it's all Reaganomics, right? Because that's what they said.
Your vocals are fucking up. I'm not going to lie. We're a low budget production here. Anyway, here comes a bunch of Reagan songs. Fuck that guy. He fucked us all. Rhyme.
That's right. And Reaganomics of treason.
Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions. Despite our best efforts, illegal cocaine is coming into our country at alarming levels, and 4 to 5 million people regularly use it. 500,000 Americans are hooked on heroin. 1 in 12 persons smoke marijuana regularly.
I'm off for 10 blotters, need a lot of water to swallow the rest of the pills that I brought inside of this broad's apartment. I'm starving, chewing on an adrenal gland. You ask us what we're on?
Not even we know, man.
We both stand with a strong, staggering hand, walking in the shit. Man. Fuck, here we go again, man, I'm wasted. Trying to catch this dragon I've been chasing, but I'm sick of waking up in opium dens in Asia today, sir. Can't I spare some change for a stranger? Saving up for an eighth of my favorite brain changer, but needs it. Mad weed, that shit keeps the peace. Otherwise, I'd be beating MCs in these streets, man, believe it. She feel like a couple O's a week, shit. Friday at the lab, look like a bong appetite skit. We lit, trees are like a sleep, make me see shit. And pop three drama means that I ain't even seasick.
I smoke a lot of grass. Yeah. Oh, Lord, I pop a lot of pills.
Captain Codeine, way before lean. My bar drinking 7-Up and liquid morphine. Marijuana connoisseur, cannabis enthusiast. Mixing up some bathtub gin.
Mr. Groovy.
I know this might offend all you Christian folk. I'm higher than a kite from the piff we smoke. I'm higher than the sky when I spit these oaks. I'm higher than the whole cast of different strokes. And then they go, what you talking about, Bruce Willis? True stillers, I'm a smoker, light is hotter than a skillet. Got me dialing up the dealer every 37 minutes. Like, hurry up, my pipe is empty. Fill it, fill it, fill it. I drink a bunch of 2,000 flushes for a rush. And do a fucking line that makes Scarface blush. Start fucking with my neighbor in the middle of the day. Like, you
wanna play us?
Okay. Oh, I smoke a lot of grass. Oh Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
And you don't quit, and you don't stop, and you don't quit.
Oh, I smoke a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
And you don't quit.
So we were smoking shit through a light bulb, you know, chilling. When Locke got the coffin and had an off filling. Blood dripped from his nose to his clothes spilling. But all he did was smirk like a fucking Bond villain. They took me to the doctor in this one horse town. And I said, Doc, my heart made an awful sound. Pulled out his stethoscope and started looking around. And he said, I died already and forgot to fall down. Yo, I'll drink to that. Matter of fact, y'all can keep the liquor. A wise man said, mouthwash does it quicker. Plus, my breath smells good when I talk to strippers. And have them feed me morphine through IV drippers. Slurp, irk, and
jerk till I burp and smirk. And I pop perks cause my back hurts.
It works.
But for real drugs, they leave your brain fried or worse. So when you buy them, you should probably let us try them first.
Oh, I smoke a lot of grass. Oh, Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
And you don't quit, and you don't stop, and you don't quit.
Oh, I smoke a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I popped a lot of pills.
Today, there's a new epidemic. Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions. We can defeat this enemy, but we still have much to do. It is an uncontrolled fire. Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions.
For the second year in a row, Jeff Bezos has claimed the top spot on the Forbes 400 list, giving him the coveted title of the wealthiest person on Earth. Aside from just being the CEO of Amazon, he's also the CEO of Blue Origin, a space flight company that also contributes to his out-of-this-world wealth. Certainly, you've heard his name before, and seen that bald head of his, but can you really visualize how much his net worth of $112 billion really is? Let's break down those $112 billion into something that's a little more understandable, and somehow even more mind-blowing. On his investments alone, Jeff makes an average of $2,489 per second. In a minute.
Government has a firm policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force, in spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments. We did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some ballin' and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting. Children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join a gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like Oliver North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like Lemma 12er, old enough to understand that shit had changed forever. They declared a war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boots was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profit. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the poor. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Shh, who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lead. I leave you with four words, I'm glad Reagan dead.
Let's
Wilson,
do it.
Six, right. Six, six, six.
Jam on it. Will. With Will. Will. With Will.
Big Kipper, and I'm here to say that I'm the biggest rapper in the USA. Yeah, my name's Ron with my DC crew, going on record with a rap for you.
Awesome, Tip O'Neill. Awesome.
I'm the big Kipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC, with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house.
Nancy, let's do it. Nancy, Nancy, let's break Nancy. Will, with Will, jam on it. Will, with Will, jam on it.
They put Fritz up in 84, and though in debate he seemed to score, I whipped him with a big landslide. Now he's at Boogertown making fries. Met with Gorbachev in 85 to talk about how everyone could stay alive. And though he seemed to be a guy with class, if he doesn't play ball, we'll nuke his country. I'm the big kid, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC, with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house. Let's scratch.
Banjo, banjo, banjo. Banjo. Bedtime for banjo. Jam on it.
Well, I get up in the morning and I have some toast. And Nancy and I take a ride up the coast. I'll sign a bill, then take a nap. This is what I call my presidential rap.
Push, push in the George Bush. Let's do it. Push, push in the George Bush. Yes.
I'm the big giver, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC, with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house.
Just like the Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe, the Reagans had a secret the public couldn't know. And Winterland, his wife was blinking our kid, and he couldn't let anyone know what she did. The voters couldn't know about Nancy and Sid. I'm sorry, dear, but this is how it's gotta be. We gotta cut the groupie and frame the junkie. No one cares about Nancy's function, and Sid'll be on Rikers in the dungeon. If you wanna be the first lady, you gotta get rid of Sid.
I don't really care what
Thank you, and God bless you all. Nancy?
Episode 244, Reaganomics. Still affecting us today. The 1% control everything, and Reagan fucked us all.
That's right. And did he care? No, he got a library.
He's a beloved president. It's all a scam. What the hell? And yeah, I just can't believe the wage inequality. Anyway, I'll say it again, even though I'm not sponsored. Showtime, The Reagans. Must see TV. What a great series.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, is that...
Are you moving around?
I am, yeah.
This guy's like on the run, and it's fucking the vocals.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
All right. Are you there? We're keeping this, by the way, because we don't give a shit.
Where are you there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Holy shit. Technical difficulties for almost 11 years.
That's right, folks, because we're too cheap to get new programs or do anything else. We just keep suffering through the bullshit.
Well, or if you just sat in a chair like a normal podcaster. This guy
oh,
has
fuck.
To... Come on. Man. Come on.
Come on, you know.
Come
you
on,
know
kid.
Me better than that. You know me better than that. I
Shit.
Can't stay still.
Ah, come on, man.
Yeah.
You're killing
I'm,
me.
I'm a one-trick pony like that.
Anyway, Reagan sucks. We're under a new California lockdown that's happening at midnight tonight as this podcast is recorded.
All right, folks. That's right. You, too, get to be locked in your homes. But you know what? Here's the thing. For as Hippocratic as our leadership is for going out and having a nice dinner and then going into the public eye to tell us that we shouldn't do that, they're right. We shouldn't fucking do that. Is it still fucked?
Yeah, you're moving around, you're bobbing and weaving, you're stinging like a butterfly, or stinging like a bee, floating like a butterfly,
singing like a beaver.
You're not fighting Logan Paul right now.
Oh man, I don't know how, but for some reason that guy's fucking videos started showing up on like my Facebook watch or
Shit.
Whatever.
Your Facebook
really
watch.
That fucked? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So like you're like on Facebook where like, you know, you got your video streams, you go to, you know, you're gonna scroll through, right? Usually it's all like fucking Antiques Roadshow and Pawn Stars because that's what I usually watch. And then like one day it like went from Pawn Stars to like a Logan Paul video. And now I fucking shit you not. Like every time I go on the goddamn Facebook, it's like trying to hit me with Logan Paul. I'm like, dude, I watched one video one time. What the fuck? No wonder the guy's like so rich.
Yeah, of course. And what a joke of a fight coming up. Floyd Mayweather, I mean, and Logan Paul. It's all your fault, Reagan.
The ultimate douchey dude bro fucking douche that like... Growing up in upper middle class white America, I can tell you that there's thousands of people just like Logan Paul that are all trying to do the same thing. Why he was the one that got picked out of the herd to be the famous one, fuck if I know. But
Yeah, that's exactly why Trump got elected, because reality TV stars, YouTube sensations back in the 80s, I guess Ronald Reagan, like just some actor that could actually like memorize the lines and was charismatic, and you know what I mean? Like, he's such a tool.
Well, like, he wasn't even he was like a TV actor. I think he was in like one generic ass movie. You know, like, he wasn't even like...
He was in a bunch of movies, actually.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, like, what? It was like a show with him and a fucking monkey?
That's funny. Well, I'm going to do a cliffhanger right now. Yeah, so I definitely bought a new car and had a douchebag moment. That's coming up. And also, the end of the... Not a spoiler alert. If you're going to watch the Reagans, the end of the Reagans, he has Alzheimer's and he'll only watch one movie with himself in it, and it's him and the monkey.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, I can't remember what it was called, but everyone's like, Mr. President, we have an issue. And he's like, I got to go watch me and Mr. You know, like, he's checked out as fuck. Like,
yeah.
It's like he's watching that movie again. Holy shit. And like all his political advisors, he made him watch it. Like, they just many times over.
I could totally see like Biden doing something like that, right? Being like, oh man, you guys got to come in here and watch this highlight reel of like when me and Obama. It's just gonna be like the me and Obama story from Biden for 4 years.
Yeah, it's just like,
remember when me and Obama, like,
shit,
like, god damn it, dude.
We're fucking doomed. All right, here comes more Reagan tracks. Rhyme
and technological difficulties of treason.
Stop moving around.
Raise the studs, I won't be yours. Fight for the government, I'm ready for the politician on the side. evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us.
And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
then you're fucked up. Fucked up bullet in the gun lab. The gun I turn from the door.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when
Episode 244, closing out the show. Reagan fucked us.
That's right, folks. Hope you enjoyed your 80s Coke binge and stock market plunges, because it was fun while it lasted.
Here, let's redo it, man. Keep talking.
What?
All right, here we go. Episode 244, Reagan fucked us.
That's right, folks. I hope you enjoyed your 80s Coke binges and your stock market plunges, because it was fun while it lasted, but the party's fucking over, people.
The 1%, they've taken over. Speaking of 1%, I recently bought a Porsche, and I had like second thoughts when I was in the dealership, and I got the Carfax. The original owner bought it at Beverly Hills. I've gone full douchebag.
But you didn't buy it brand new, so I wouldn't say you went full douchebag.
Yeah, I know. 60%.
60% of the time? Works every time.
Oh, shit.
Have you seen that, by the way, at El Target? There's a new board game available for the holiday season. The Anchorman board game comes with a bottle of Sex Panther.
That's fucking awesome. A lot of gimmicky shit this year because we're trapped in our houses and constantly on the fucking internet and just buying crap that we don't need.
That's right.
To ease our troubles. Fucking sucks.
Yep.
But it all started with Reagan and his 1% bullshit. You'll hear a lot of sound clips of that asshole telling his philosophies, and he was super religious-fied, like, in the end with all the TV televangelists and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your Jerry Falwells, your dick bags. What the fuck, man? Also, like to give a shout-out to the NFL. What a shit show that's become. Holy crap.
Jeez, man. I mean, it's not like they didn't have plenty of opportunity and time and other league experiences to make better fucking choices, right?
I love my Tuesday night football. What the fuck?
Look at the Premier League. Look at the NBA. I mean, shit, even Major League Baseball, like, reduce the travel for one.
Oh, yeah, like, the NBA went in a bubble.
What
dude.
Were you thinking? Just keep. The NFL was like, no, we're just going to muscle through because we're tough guys.
Nah, we were all about the profit. Oh, we don't give a fuck. Just like the government. One of the scenes, I'll give another. The Reagans, what a series.
But part of it was that tough guy mentality. Like, we're fucking young. We're the most healthy, toughest sons of bitches on the planet. COVID can't stop us. And you're like, really? Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. It's just...
Well, and then to add to that, they were like, oh, also, let's not have a fucking preseason so that, like, all of our players that do play this year get fucking hurt if they don't get sick.
Or snap an ACL or an ankle. Anyway, back to the Reagan series.
Or have their fucking toes touch their back of their knee.
Oh, like, yeah.
Dude.
So Nixon and Reagan.
Quarterback from fucking Dallas, man. His fucking foot. Like, I was like, bro, if that guy ever walks again, it'll be like the Alex Smith story. Like, seriously? No. He made it back?
Of course. Impressive. Anyway, Nixon and Reagan. It's like 1968 or some shit. And they're just saying all this racist shit. Like, you know how Nixon recorded everything in the White House?
Oh, yeah.
Just like, holy crap, man. What a fucking douchebag. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, current presidents say the same shit, I'm sure.
Well, the most current definitely did.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, or even Clinton, probably. Like, just fucking asshole.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, Clinton seemed like the kind of guy that was, you know, he was down. No, he was down. Like, I think that he was totally, like, chill. Like, he seemed like the kind of guy that, like, honest to goodness, like, when you pull the fucking curtain back, you know, behind the man behind the curtain, he was a chill dude who probably didn't give a lot of fucks.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's so hard, dude. But right, definitely Reagan was what a dick. He was just a puppet, man. Memorizing lines and
absolutely, you know, and
maybe and they the are. Iron.
Yeah, of course. Well, look at W, right? W was a fucking puppet. Like, all he did was parrot all of his dad's administration cronies and.
Yeah, he wasn't. Know. Yeah, exactly. But he didn't have the charisma just like of, Biden, of Reagan. Oh, yeah.
Biden's doing the same thing, putting all of his old cronies back into positions of power. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, you want to say, oh, that's bullshit, blah, 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 that's politics. And you could say the same thing about Trump, too. He just did it with people that weren't politicians. He did it with people that had done him favors and then helped him get to where he was. So he was returning those favors.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all, that's the name of the game. That's what they do. That is politics. So to say that you're doing it any differently just because you did it under a different ruse is anyone that bought that fucking bullshit sandwich, I got a ketchup popsicle to sell you, you douchebag.
I'd like to give a shout out to the new Ben and Jerry's flavor featuring Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if you've seen it. I saw it today.
Oh my god. Is it needed?
Here it comes. I'm looking it up. We're just going to talk for days because that's the only saving grace of this podcast at this point. shit.
If the audio isn't garbage, that is.
Yeah, well, now you stopped moving, so I think we're good. Here it is. Yep. Change the world. Non-dairy.
Oh.
Non-dairy. WHIRLED.
Really? Okay.
Fuck Ben and Jerry. You fucking bullshit hippie piece of crap company. Are you with me?
How do you really feel about an ice cream company, Grant?
That's right. Hey, don't use my real identity, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. My name's Matt.
Anyway. So, yeah, fuck Ben and Jerry's and Reagan, of course.
That's right. But spread love, whatever you do.
No, spread coronavirus.
Don't spread corona, spread love.
Spread the virus as much as you can. I'm just joking, of course. Anyway, we're here, and it is a Thursday night. Prolonging the talking. The max. a bunch of Reagan tracks. What a bastard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he got reelected. Something that the current clown didn't. So.
Yeah, there you go.
That going for him. That, I mean, that's what it, that just goes to show that it, you benefit from playing the role.
Absolutely. Right? And, yeah, man. Hopefully I'll get to see it. Well, the anniversary, I guess I'll just wear a hazmat suit and like I'll just be straight out of fucking outbreak and like
yeah.
I'll have, like put the mic in the thing and like tape it in there and be like, I'm not infecting your family, I swear.
You can sleep in the garage.
My fucking coworker has the vid.
Serious?
And yeah, I want to get the test, and so I was looking it up today. The soonest I can get a test is like Sunday night. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck? Seriously?
Yeah. And I have to go back to work Monday.
There's no like drive-through testing?
No, nothing. It's like book solid. until Sunday night at multiple sites.
So
what do I do? Can I? Fuck it, I guess. I don't have an option.
You gotta contact your HR and tell them that you don't feel comfortable coming into work.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I want to make the money, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
What else am I going to do? Just sit here and fucking play Madden all day?
Like, isn't there, like, federal COVID days or some shit?
Yes, you know? There is. Which I might have to use if I have the COVID, is what I'm thinking. But, yeah, I mean, it's just...
If you get diagnosed, you get what, like... 14 days or 10 days paid or something like that?
Yeah, 80 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. Well, 80 hours for you, that's like 3 days.
Yeah, no shit. All right, man. Great talking with you. I wish I had something cool to report. Jesus, man. Oh, what a life.
It's the holiday season, folks. It's the end of 2020. It's not the fucking end of the COVID, but, you know, we've been here with you through all of it. We're glad that you've been here with us through all of it. We hope you guys stick around and keep listening to Rhyme and Treason. I know that it's weird for us to be, like, honest and actually say thank you, but thank you. We appreciate you guys.
It's we do. And Reagan fucked us. Rhyme.
And sincere appreciation.
What take is this?
For treason.
God damn it. I'm going to get it this time. I told my bitch, please, roll me weed before you get on your knees, so I can cheat the bleeds with the ease. Relax into the maximum, cause these niggas got their magnums and they packing them, and they says they steady stacking them at me. Okay, my nigga, please, I must make all of you dead, cause you niggas ain't better than rapper, the nigga that come for the cheddar. I'm blessed a Beretta, whoever you fearing ain't harder than me. You niggas don't make me mad, oh yeah. I'm grabbing a mag and a mask, I'm ready to blast, oh yeah. Motherfucker, I'm snapping fake MCs, make me sick. You niggas ain't controlling the mic nice, is this some strap like ISIS is? My niggas on roofs with bees, pointed at irises, make life not exist. Bitch, I wish a motherfucker would diss me. I wouldn't send a shot back, I send shots to his kidneys. Nigga be laying in the street like, Lord, please forgive me. It's too late, you dead getting shit on by pigeons. It's always a nigga that's acting hard as fuck. It's always a nigga that's out of his place, holding my face and making me fuck him up. It's always a nigga that wanna be bad, wanna be tough, until you run into niggas like us, the type that blickety blast. And watch your life start to flash. Before your eyes, you niggas are dying, say goodbye to your life at last. I'm smoking these niggas like some thrash. I'm beating these niggas to the ground and whipping these bitch ass niggas like some crack.
It's a crack epidemic. When I drop a song, crack epidemic. When she suck my dick, crack epidemic.
If you're dying, then why don't you stop trying? Why? Extreme.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.